House Republicans Outraise House Democrats in May. By Nick Gilbertson on June 20, 2024. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, the campaign arm of the House Republican Conference, announced Thursday it raised a record-shattering $12.6 million in May. In an emailed press release, the NRCC touted the committee record for May of an election year, which eclipsed the $11.9 million previous record the rivaling Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, totaled in May. Punchbowl News first reported the development Thursday. Growing the majority is a team effort, and we smashed this fundraising record with the help of everyday Americans and our incredible leadership team, said NRCC Chairman Richard Hudson, RNC, before taking aim at the far left. Related, seventh grader wants to tell Donald Trump that he's goated. Families don't feel physically or financially secure with extreme Democrats running the country. They're opening up their wallets to ensure there is no chance Democrats continue to wreak havoc on their daily lives next year. The NRCC received a strong boost at the end of the month after the verdict in former President Donald Trump's Manhattan business records trial came down on May 30. It raised $300,000 on the day of the conviction, Punchbowl News reported at the time. This marked the best online fundraising day of the cycle. For reference, the day that Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, secured the gavel, the committee raised $175,000. Hudson told The Washington Reporter on June 6 that the NRCC received well over $1 million in online fundraising in the days following the verdict. Nearly a third of these donors were first-time contributors to the NRCC. The committee reports raising $147.4 million this cycle, nearly $10 million more than its 2020 fundraising figures at the same point in that cycle. Despite the productive month, the group still has less cash on hand than its Democratic counterparts. The NRCC currently has $64.9 million compared to the $78.8 million the DCCC announced it had as of Tuesday.